All right. Hello, folks. My name is Michael Cox, and welcome to the Heart Work Podcast. I'm excited about today. I think I'm excited every time I say that. I'm not sure exactly why that's my lean in, but that's what you're getting. Have you ever heard of the movie Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? It is one of my ultimate favorite movies. And I actually don't have very many favorites of anything, but Sidney Poitier is one of my ultimate favorite actors, and just really love that movie. Today, as we're talking, we're going to talk about usness. And really, the movie didn't have a whole lot to do with my topic other than the fact that it's about this mystery of this young girl's new love affair, and more than that she's getting married. No one knows who he is, and they find out it's this black dude. There's something exciting that's happening, and it's definitely not a boring party that happens. And so one thing that we can guarantee, Coloma and I, who you got to see on a couple of podcasts ago, or a couple episodes ago, we know that now in our life, when we throw a dinner party, it's a good time. You're going to enjoy it. And we're going to talk about a little bit later about the details of that, but that hasn't always been the case. You've heard me in a couple of different episodes talk about this concept of us. So this usness. And I wanted to just come back and hit on that a little bit closer, because there's a lot of the things that I discuss and things that we go through that I really think this is a foundation for. And so I wanted to come back and make sure I'm really clear about what I'm talking about when I talk about this concept of us. But before we do that, I want to jump into scripture. It's really important to me. It's a foundational for who I am and how we operate, whether it's myself and my wife, our family, or even as I guide people. So Matthew chapter 19, verses 3-6 is what I want to read. And I'm going to ask you to bear with me. I am going to read this to you, but I think it's really important to get a little bit of the concept and a foundation behind what I'm talking about and where this comes from. So in Matthew chapter 19, verses 3-6, it says, "And Pharisees came up to him and tested him by asking, 'Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause?' He answered, 'Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother.'" This is where the foundation of this starts, is he shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they no longer, So they are no longer two, but one flesh. But therefore, God, this is what happens when you have a verse memorized and you try to read it. "What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate." So that's, again, Matthew chapter 19. So this concept of us in a relationship is the two of individuals coming together and creating an entity that never existed before the two of you met. And it will never exist again. So the Michael and Coloma, the us that's there, before we ever met each other, obviously it didn't exist. And if something happens to one of us, or when God has decided to take us home, that entity will no longer exist again. And so it's this concept that when individuals step into relationship, oftentimes what happens is, I will, in my counseling office, or when Coloma and I are coaching somebody, what we find is individuals honestly have never even thought about it. Had never even thought about this concept of who are we as an entity. What we see in scripture is it's saying that, hey, these two individuals are coming together and they're becoming one flesh. Well, we know that there are some implications of that. There is the intimacy of relationship, and we're going to talk about some details about that later, that kind of solidify that. But you are creating a new entity, and that new entity needs just as much attention as you would give your individual life. But what I see oftentimes is that couples don't even think about it. They just think, well, we got married and this is what we do. As opposed to, you know, just as much as you eat healthily, hopefully, if you exercise, however, whatever you do to take care of yourself, that same thing needs to happen to this new entity called an us. And unfortunately, what happens is individuals enter a relationship and that is thrown out the door. Don't even think about it. I can think of a very specific example. I've worked with a couple. They were up in their years. And in those years, I asked them, they had been married over 40 years. And when they came in the office, I asked them about that. I said, so what does your us look like? and they look at me like a deer in the headlights. And we're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. They were two different places in their life, in retirement, different things, and they were two different places, but yet couldn't figure out why weren't they enjoying their retirement together? Why weren't they enjoying this part of their life? Because they really hadn't spent a whole lot of effort and time developing this new entity called an us. So I have conversations oftentimes. Again, coming back, you all know what I do for a living as a therapist and working with individuals, but get the great privilege of doing similar work with my wife and coaching couples and helping them through different things. And oftentimes what we hear, I cannot tell you, I actually kind of counted knowing I was going to do this week and wanted to think, how many times have I heard that from couples? Saw a number of couples this week, number of individuals, and I counted and I heard it 7 times where in communication, a couple might come in and say, we're just so different. We have two completely different communication styles. We are different people and we can't just seem to communicate well. Well, for me, that's kind of a captain obvious duh. Like you are, like if you really just take time to think about it, you are completely two different individuals coming together. So that means you have two different ways of upbringing. You have maybe ways of dealing with issues and problems or not. All of those things are different as you step in. And so there's something that individuals think when we get married that it's just supposed to work. Like, okay, I said I do, and it's just supposed to happen. Well, the unfortunate thing is that just isn't the truth. There's an intentional effort that has to be made to develop this thing called an us. And it isn't going to just happen. And yet many people get married or get into a relationship and they continue just to work and work through things. And suddenly they're in conflict and they're not sure what to do with that. And oftentimes, as I had a conversation just recently, oftentimes what happens is individuals decide to go another direction. So you have to really start leaning into that. But what does that mean? I like this section, like call it a chaos or structure. Like, which is it? Can you have just maybe the lack of structure, hence chaos, or structure? Which is it in the relationship? Which one are you going to lean into? In our house, the answer is yes. So we start thinking about our us. Who are we, Michael and Coloma? In relationship, maybe we should have gone over this when she was here, but we'll have her back and we'll talk about this together. But what is our us? And I know we hit it on a little bit, but what we know is, and coming back to the dinner party concept, is what we typically will tell folks if Clem and I are, or when Clem and I are throwing a dinner party, if it was just me by myself throwing a dinner party, what's probably going to happen is it's going to be well organized. You're going to know what the menu is. You're going to know exactly what time to show up. And all the details are taken care of. The unfortunate thing, though, is you may show up to the dinner party and I don't know how much fun we're going to have because everything's planned, but I may even plan games, but I may not even want to engage in the games because I'm too busy getting all the things taken care of and taking care of details. Now, the flip of that is if my wife was to by herself plan a dinner party, one thing I can guarantee is you're going to have a good time. Like, I know that you're going to have a good time. But the hard part might be is you don't know what time to show up. You may forget what day it is because you may have forgotten. You may not even be able to eat because you're going to have to order pizza or something last minute. And so organization isn't her strongest suit, but spontaneity isn't mine. But what happens in this usness? What happens when Michael and Coloma, the chaos meets structure, what happens in the two of those? In our peace, in our us, what happens is we literally learn this wonderful dance of I can prepare, do all the planning, get the meal ready, cook the meal, all those things. When you show up, you're going to feel loved. You're going to feel welcomed. You're going to be in our home and not want to leave. That's just her being in her gift. It also allows us when we're in those moments, if I'm in my place of peace, again, we'll talk about that. But if I'm there, she can lean in and say, hey, Michael, you know what? You have guests. Get out of the kitchen. Stop tasking. In my pain, I might be like, no, you're not doing this. And I'm pointing fingers. Well, I wish you would help me with this. And we've been there. But in our peace, we're able to say, I'm able to receive that and be like, yeah, you're right. Everything's taken care of. Let me come out and connect and grow with our and be with our folks and enjoy it. And then I get to watch people enjoy my food. And so we just find this really nice dance with each other where we are really connecting. But more than that, we're connecting to our guests. And I think we're really flowing in our us. Now, the unfortunate thing is, the opposite can happen, and it has happened, where we get caught in what we call our pain, and you've heard me talk about that, is we start battling, and maybe it's really awkward for our guests. Maybe it's something that's different for them, and we really don't have the night that we want to have. So we oftentimes will call our us hospitality, is that we really have, when we work together, man, we throw some wonderful dinner parties. Maybe thinking about in the future, there may be some invitations sent out there to have that dinner party and come be a part of it. But what a part of that is to think about with couples, when we think about this us, I don't think it's a destination. It's not something that you're like, okay, we arrived. We got it taken care of. This is done and we're good to move forward. Colm and I celebrated, thankfully, this summer, 24 years of marriage. And I really would say we have gotten to a really good groove when we're doing something that we kind of know how to ebb and flow with each other. But I wouldn't say we've arrived, that we are completely there. But what I can say is we're enjoying the journey together. Is that we become really interdependent in trying to figure out how do we create this wonderful dance and structure that we're enjoying life together called an us. But it takes effort, right? It takes work to be able to get there and to be able to make that happen. And so we continue in that journey, that it's a journey, not a destination for where you're trying to build this us. And so you're in a consistent process of trying to figure out exactly what that is. We're able to give word to it, or able to give a specific framework to it called an hospitality, because we've been working on it, right? And trying to figure out exactly what that is. But what can happen when we get into this place of living separately, what I will call living parallel lives, is that very easily we can get and have many times gotten to this place where I'm doing my thing, she's doing her thing, somewhere in there our kids are doing their thing, but we forget that we're supposed to connect. And at some point, there's this sense of separation that begins to happen, and maybe issues start rising and we're not talking the same, we're not connecting the same, we're not building upon this foundation of an us. So it takes, again, back to intentional effort, us really being intentional about what are we doing to build this other part of our lives. Something that just come to mind is thinking about how Colm and I, one thing we enjoy doing together is working out. And what I know is when we do that, the beauty is if she wakes up in the morning and we go up pretty early, if she gets up, I may not really want to. Like, I may not want to get up because I don't want to get up early. And working out is a necessity to me, not something I enjoy. And she loves it. But getting up, there's some encouragement there. And once I get up and I do it, it's so much better, not only in how I feel and how we engage, but we start rubbing off on each other, right? And so there are other days where I'm like, I better get up. And she's maybe kind of floundering around a little bit, and then she gets off. So we start rubbing on each other just a little bit. Another example of that is we always laugh. It's hilarious in how we start connecting and rubbing off on each other. Maybe a little bit to this day, but not as much as I used to be. I can live in a museum. Like, I need everything in its place. I need everything cleaned, everything taken care of. And I've learned to loosen up a little bit. Colma, it's completely cool with piles and stacks and all those different things. And very early in our relationship, that became a problem. That was an issue because I was the person like, why is your towel right there when the rack is over there, right? This sense of just having our ways and trying to do things our own way. What I began to see is, and I was also that guy that, and maybe it's part of how I grew up, I was also the guy where I couldn't go to bed unless the dishes were taken care of. And she would be like, they'll be fine. Leave them alone. Let's go to bed, or let's just hang out and watch TV or whatever we're doing. I'm like, no, we got to get these dishes taken care of. Well, amazingly, I don't know exactly when it was. I don't know, 3 to 5 years ago, something like that. I remember sitting on the couch, and I remember her saying to me, I was sitting on the couch, and she was in the kitchen washing dishes. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, hey, leave those alone. They'll be there. They'll be there tomorrow. Just come and sit down. And it was like in that moment, it clicked. I was like, what in the world? I'm typically the one saying these need to be taken care of and I can't go to bed. And now she's like, we can't go to bed until these dishes are taken care of. And there's many examples of that. But what we began to see is, hey, instead of fighting each other, instead of battling each other, how do we learn to do this dance together? And how do we work on these things together? And so we really begin to see how the things are shifting and how we're kind of leaning each other to a little bit more. And really, again, finding this wonderful dance. So I wanted to give you some quick tips on what is that? Like, how do you build that? This is not mine. This is not a concept that I came up with, but it's something that I borrowed. And so in doing so, I wanted to share, when Colm and I were getting married and we were kind of looking at premarital things, Colm grew up Catholic. And I remember us going through, and I think I said this in our episode together, went through, she grew up Catholic. And so some of the things that we did were from the Catholic traditions. And one of the things we worked on was natural family planning, meaning that Colma's body didn't respond well to birth control. And so we had to figure out a different way to walk through it. And so we started doing this thing, concept called natural family planning. One thing that we took away from that, that is a constant in our minds and a constant of how are we growing our us, how are we working on our us, is this thing called SPICE. It's an acronym, SPICE, SPICE. And they're in those, it gives you some directions on things to how you can continuously work on your relationship. So the S in SPICE stands for your spirituality. How are the two of you growing spiritually? Are you praying together? Are you connecting together? For some reason, if Christianity is not your faith, but what does that look like when it comes to your spirituality? How are you connecting beyond yourselves? How are you inviting someone else in? For us, it is, how do we allow the Holy Spirit to connect us and grow us and challenge us and all those different things? So going to church together, reading the scriptures together, praising together, all those things and growing spiritually. The other part of that is your physical. So the P stands for your physical. Now, fellas, I'll just put this out there for you. The physical doesn't mean just sex. It's being able to realize, how can we connect physically that does not lead to sex? Or there may be times that it does. But being able to, how do we create a relationship where we have a intimate connection physically? Maybe it leads to sex and maybe it doesn't. And that could be, I'll just tell you, fellas, I like it when my wife, I'm cooking, I'm doing something, she walks by and taps me on my bottom. Kind of like it. But that doesn't mean that it's going to lead to sex, but it's something that we're connecting, right? But we also, as I said a while ago, we work out together. And so there's this physical connection, this constant accountability, working out and connecting, building our us, building our intimacy. The I in SPICE stands for intellectually. So how are you intellectually challenging each other? Something I'll just be honest about, Coleman and I haven't done in a long time, but I think is really good. We'd read books, and then we'd sit down and we'd talk about it. It's been a while since we've done that. But thinking about ways that you can challenge each other's intellect and how you continue to build your mind. The C stands for communicatively. What does communication look like? And this one is huge because you really got to take some time. And if you're struggling in communication, as we just said earlier, is possibly looking at ways for someone to help you out and support you so that you can improve your communication. So that means when you're taking time away from devices, away from kids if you have them, away from work, and you're looking each other eye to eye and you're communicating and really connecting, which then leads you to the E, which is emotionally. How are you supporting each other emotionally? Are you being vulnerable? Are you being open? Are you allowing for spaces where individuals can, where you can connect as a couple? All of these are extremely important to be able to help you know how to build upon your us. So some things to think about as we walk through this. The marriage is the foundation of our home. And the more you concentrate on your us, it sets the pace for what is going to be the tone for your home. As you've heard me say, and I'm going to repeat this numerous times as you hear, listen to this podcast, is your relationship as husband and wife and as you're married sets the foundation for what things happen in your home. So what I'm going to challenge you to do is to tune into episode 9 or the next episode that's coming up, where we're going to explore a little bit more the impact of your us on your children and look at how does the foundation of what you develop in your relationship, how does that impact your children? So just as a teaser, the episodes coming after that, you actually get to hear from our children and you get to hear raw from them about what their thoughts are about our relationship, about our marriage, all those different things, but check it out. So thank you for checking in. I really appreciate you listening to this episode. Please visit my website. The website is live now. It's michaelscox.com. MichaelScox.com. Come on, Mike. I can't get your own website right. Check that out. On the website, you can request a chance to book me for speaking, for training, for coaching, parent coaching, couples coaching, that kind of thing. You can make a request through an email there. And as always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Share all of the social media. Like, share with your friends, all those different things to help us get the word out. Thank you.